It's been a while since we've talked last. I'm an executive recruiter. I know that, well, first off, do you have 2 minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay. At one point in the past, you and I had talked about the possibility of bringing on somebody in capacity that might be an upgrade to the
yes.
situation that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
How has all of that been developing over the last number of years, and especially with the market as it is today? Would you have interest in talking with someone if they were pretty strong?
Yes.
Okay. There's a guy that's in town, that's been in town for a long time, has worked with a number of other organizations, and right now has got more than anything about this candidate specifically, he's pretty connected. And from that standpoint, I guess my question to you is, I know it's been a while since we've talked last. I mean, catch me up. What is your right now? How much is it? You know, how much is office, and what other types of would you have that this person might be?
Right now, it'd be two office buildings. It'd be a 200,000 square foot B minus building in the. And then the downtown 520,000 square foot office tower or downtown A-minus B-plus building.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another industrial property that is leased by our property management guy right now that could be put on the mix, but it wouldn't be a big deal. It's full right now, so now I'm over here both. Both properties we have are, you know, in the upper 60s. Downtown is a little higher than that, but we got a big opportunity in our downtown property, and then we've got about a 65% occupancy.
Okay, excellent. With, from an opportunity standpoint, you know, growth and things like that, you know, yes, of course, you've got the 120,000 that you have right now. Are there other things that you've got in the works that might be bringing on?
Well, I mean, we're in, you know, offices right now, these cycles are where we are more than, you know, than in the peak cycle, so we expect to be growing during this period as these distressed assets start coming to market a little more aggressively. We tend to, you know, double our size. Now, whether it'll be an office or not, it'll really depend on the opportunities present themselves.
Right. No, I understand. From a
and if that person can help us in the side of the business, that'd be ideal.
Okay.
As well as, you know, they can wear two hats.
Yep. No, I understand. With from a compensation standpoint, just to kind of get an idea, I mean, how have you normally paid this role?
Base, fairly healthy base, around six figures, and then 2% on the deals.
Okay.
But I'm open to other ways. Generally, I'm trying to maintain a cost structure between inside and outside that my total compensation for and outside activity doesn't exceed 6% of my.
Sure.
That's kind of my benchmark. Because if I exceed it, then I probably could be doing it third party. And if I'm under it, then I'm either controlling it and hopefully breaking even to saving a little dollars. But if I'm well over that, then I'm probably not the best person to be doing it.
Right. No, I follow what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some of my details to let me share with you kind of where this guy has been.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this. Let me call and circle up with this guy. Make sure that this is something that we want to move forward with. I know this is a candidate that I've been talking with for a while on another project, that project has stalled. He's a quality guy. I've met him a number of times, and I remember in talking with you guys, it seemed like there was an opportunity to upgrade. So, from a search fee standpoint, looking at how we would do this, again, this is going to be a contingency relationship where, you know, if you like him, you pay us. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
In the past, the way that we've done brokers or producers, salespeople, is 20% of whatever it is that their W-2 was for the prior year, and then 30% of what they actually do with you in your first 12 months with you, minus the 20% payment up front. So in other words, if they you know, or a $150,000 person in terms of compensation,
mm-hmm.
it's a $30,000 fee when they're hired, and then if they earn $200,000 with you, it's 30% of that 200, which is 60, minus the 30, so there'd be a $30,000 payment at the end of the year.
Assuming it's more, I mean, I don't know how many people are coming off a home run year, and I'm thinking it's not, you know, people aren't going to make business as much next year as they made last year. You know, it's just the way the world is right now. But I mean, you have to understand the numbers. But generally, I'm fine with that.
Sure. No. I
mean, if you made $1 million last year, there's no reason for compensation. That's his expectation. Right?
No, I hear you. And I also know that you know, his banner year was you know, 06 and 07 like everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was doing $400,000 to $450,000 then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year I want to say he was maybe $150,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way the world's going.
Yeah, and you know, so much of it right now is the opportunity. And, you know, one of the things that you said that I think is going to be an attractive component to him is the ability for him to be able to participate in, you know, bringing acquisition opportunities and things like that, because he's probably mm-hmm. one of the more connected people that I know.
Okay.
In that market, so there could be some more opportunities. But
well, you know, in that sense, there's a lot of risk both to us internally and him externally, you know, on how we approach this.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so we don't want, it's got to be, you know, very guarded on both sides. So
No, I understand. So anyway, I will put something together and get that to you, but I'll connect up with him, make sure that we're on the same page there with him and his interest in and explore something like this with you guys, and then assuming so, I'll work to get you guys together. Now, just assuming that I have a good conversation with him and all of that, looking at your schedule in the next, you know, number of business days, when might be an opportunity for you to grab lunch or have a cup of coffee or something like that with him?
I'll make the time. There's not a specific day. I'm busy, but I can always fit it in. I don't have anything specific that would preclude that.
Okay.
So.
All right. Good enough. I'll circle back with you after I've talked with you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.